Good afternoon, everyone. John Carter here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Sanilac Medical Care Facility, where care is not just a service, it's a heartfelt commitment to a better quality of life. And as a reminder, St. Peter Paul of Ruth has changed the location for March 27th and 28th, St. Peter and Paul of Ruth, 4 p.m. Saturday Mass is now going to be located at St. Mary's Church in Parisville. The time is unchanged. Once again, the St. Peter and Paul of Ruth, 4 p.m. Saturday Mass is now relocated at the St. Mary's Church in Parisville. The time is unchanged. And in Huron County, in a dramatic turn inside Huron County District Court before Judge Ferris, a high-stakes felony case took an unexpected detour. Rachel Marie Clark, facing charges of home invasion in the second degree and lying to a police officer, was presented with a plea deal by prosecutors. The offer? Waive her preliminary examination, plead guilty to both counts as a habitual offender, pay full restitution in exchange for no further habitual offender notices. But in a strategic move that has legal observers buzzing, Clark's defense team played a different hand while agreeing to waive the preliminary exam, effectively fast-tracking the case to circuit court. They pointedly rejected the plea offer. This bold maneuver avoids an immediate guilty plea to serious charges, buying crucial time for the defense to strategize while still moving the process forward. The case is now bound for circuit court for arraignment on April 20th at 9 a.m., leaving the door open for future negotiations or a full trial. And also in Huron County, in a significant development from Huron County District Court, presided over by Judge Ferris, a high-stakes felony case has just seen a pivotal turn. Jason Daniel Konke, initially charged with second-degree home invasion, has struck a deal that reshapes the prosecution's path. Konke has agreed to waive his preliminary examination and plead to a reduced charge of breaking and entering a building with intent. The strategic concession? He'll testify truthfully against any co-defendants. This move not only dismisses the original, more severe felony charge and bypasses a habitual offender notice, but it also transforms a defendant into a key witness for the state. It's a tactical win for prosecutors, securing a conviction and potentially opening the doors to further cases. Konke is now slated for arraignment in circuit court on April 20th, 2026 at 9 a.m., with his bond remaining in place. A legal chess match indeed playing out in our local courts. When we come back after the Sanilac Medical Care Facility sponsor message, we'll continue with local news.
Are you searching for the perfect place where your loved ones can receive not only care, but genuine attention? The Sanilac Medical Care Facility is more than just a place. It's a welcoming home for your loved ones to receive the highest quality of care and the best quality of life with both short-term and long-term care available. This is Nicole from the Sanilac Medical Care Facility in Sandusky. At Sanilac Medical Care Facility, we go beyond standard care. We have on-site speech therapy, physical therapy, and occupational therapy. The Sanilac Medical Care Facility is a welcoming home that offers comprehensive care all under one roof. Visit sanilacmedicalcare.com or give us a call at 810-648-3017 to learn more about how the Sanilac Medical Care Facility can serve the needs of your loved ones. Your loved ones deserve the best.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, in Saginaw County, a former teacher at Michigan Lutheran Seminary has admitted to a series of sex crimes involving a student, bringing a swift turn in a case that had been heading toward trial. 31-year-old Carl Boder entered guilty pleas to 9 charges in court Thursday, avoiding a pretrial hearing and that had been scheduled for just hours earlier. The charges span a range of offenses, including criminal sexual conduct with a student, possession and distribution of abusive material, and using digital communication to facilitate the crimes. Prosecutors say the victim was 17 years old at the time of the incidents, which took place over the summer. Boater resigned from the school in August and was later arrested in December. His bond remains set at $1 million. Boater now faces a mandatory minimum prison sentence of 5 years, with the most serious charge carrying a potential penalty of up to 15 years behind bars. His attorney says the decision to plead guilty was made to spare him, to spare the victim and her family from further trauma, bringing a case that shook a school community one step closer to sentencing. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy. And that news update was brought to you by Sanilac Medical Care Facility, where care is not just a service, but a heartfelt commitment to a better quality of life.